The $44 million come from two stimulus grants and local matches. One provides money to raise awareness about broadband. Marie Alvarez Strode is the director of the Office of Broadband and Sustainability at UW Extension. She says some people don't realize they have internet access or how important it is. Strode says the university will help arrange presentations with local providers.
More and more individuals who may have thought, oh, you know, I'm just not going to learn that computer stuff, are now starting to realize, wow, I can't get my paycheck. I can't get my benefits.
The other grant will be used to establish better broadband service in several parts of the state, including the Chippewa Valley. Ross Wilson is with the Chippewa Valley Internetworking Consortium. His organization is working with UW Extension to improve broadband service. He says advances in technology make moving large files a lot easier.
Because we're, you know, Eau Claire is kind of the big fish in the puddle here. They provide radiology services to remote hospitals and stuff like that. Well, sometimes it was faster to tape a DVD of a CAT scan to a patient's chest and ship them by ambulance than it was to ship the file across the internet.
Officials with the Building Community Capacity Through Broadband program plan to install over 600 miles of fiber optic cables and create four community area networks by June of 2013. The plan is controversial. Last year, the statewide telecommunications associations objected to the project, saying it should be led by the private sector. The trade groups attempted to stop the project, working with legislators, then in court, where they argued it was illegal. Steve Reusum, Wisconsin Public Radio.